I would say if you're looking at the Falcons, they have a good offensive line. They have good weapons in the backfield. They got Drake London. They got a good tight end. They may have to re-sign. But if you're Stefanski and you're walking in from the offensive side, that is the place that you – not going to be a whole lot better place to just walk in and have talent sitting around your locker room.
All right. So there's Jeff Saturday weighing in on the Falcons situation. A lot of the national media seem to think that the Falcons' job is a good one, and that's great. Hopefully that helps them land the best possible candidate. I do think that yesterday, and we talked about it in the first segment there, you could argue this job, that job, whatever. Now there's no argument. Like, the best job that's available now is the Baltimore job.
Yeah.
They've got 2-time MVP at quarterback, and they've been in the playoffs a million times. Should have been three.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent on that roster, and I don't know. Lamar was hurt half the year.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know. Sometimes things just need a fresh start and all that. 18 years is a long time, but like, I don't know. I still find it, it still surprises me that John Harbaugh's available.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, when you look at coaches like him, he just don't last as long. That's what I was saying early in the show. Like, this is one of those things where Mike Tomlin's one and done, which is probably a possibility because that's just a bad matchup for them, Houston. Then is this going to make it easier? You know, because I know one thing about Mike T. Mike T ain't going to fire no coach for you.
Right.
Like, or you got to get rid of Arthur Smith. I was thinking about this driving. I was like, you know what? Because I know Arthur Smith's going to be probably in this cycle. Arthur to Arizona makes so much sense to me for whatever reason. Arthur to Arizona, either him or Sala to Arizona.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For
no
how
pressure,
come?
Not pressure.
Oh, no pressure.
Yeah.
Okay.
No pressure.
Because it's not like there's anything there really.
Right.
That, I mean, he's going to have to start fresh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the thing about.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make excuses or anything. It's just true. Like, Arthur Smith, every year that he's been calling plays for an offense for the last, like, 7 years has had a different quarterback.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers obviously is Aaron Rodgers, but he's not Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Right, right.
Last year was, like, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And, you know, before that, obviously, we know what happened here.
He's an adjustable. He can adjust.
Yeah, kind of. But, like, what would happen if he actually had a real quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, because he never has. He never has. He benched Mariota for Tannehill, got the most out of Tannehill everybody got, came here, had Matt Ryan, Mariota, and Ritter, which, you know, good, bad, worse.
Ritter's in the playoffs, baby.
Huh?
They signed him to the active roster. He's in the playoffs.
Don't tell me who. You said they. Who would have signed Desmond Ritter to the active roster?
Yep.
He's a backup quarterback in the playoffs?
Probably the emergency third or something.
Okay, emergency
third. Well, it depends on if their backup quarterback gets right.
Oh, okay. Oh! Is it Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, but
hell yeah, Dez.
Yeah, man, we get that playoff check, man. But I think that when you look at the standpoint of where John is right now, he is a guy that, you know, he picks you.
Yep.
You know, he's going to get an opportunity to interview for every single job if he wants to, or he can just call the Giants right now and say, "I want your job."
Every other candidate is pitching themselves to the organization.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh is hearing pitches.
Yes. Yes. And now he's in a point where he's going to want it his way. He's going to want to bring his own GM in. You know, if he's not comfortable with one of these guys or if he doesn't know these guys. He's going to want to bring his own guy in.
Yep.
He's going to want to bring his own staffers in. He's going to want to bring his you know, coaches with him. So I mean, it's just so much about, you know, whenever you're in a situation like him to be able to pick who you want. You know, it's not a point where if he wants to answer, he speaks to the owner himself.
Right. And this is where I get back to the question I asked you at the end of the show on Monday, I think, which is, does making Matt Ryan the president of football operations for the Falcons make the Falcons' job more interesting, make it more desirable
coaches? I think it makes it interesting. I don't know about desire as far as I want to work with Matt Ryan because he's never done this before.
Right.
He's never been in a position – in the front office type position like this. So I don't know how a coach who's coached already would perceive that.
I don't either, but I do know from what we were talking about either yesterday or Monday or whatever about, like, if Matt Ryan's the president of football operations and you're hiring Ian Cunningham as general manager and you're getting maybe it's Kubiak or whatever, it's a first-time head coach, that's a lot of learning on the job across the board.
Yeah.
It would be very cool if you could have Matt Ryan as president of football operations, Ian Cunningham or whoever it is, doesn't really matter to me, at GM, and then Harbaugh, who's literally been through everything you could be through in the NFL. By the way, him and Cunningham worked together in Baltimore in some capacity. What that guy and that guy have to do with each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? But You know, like that would be really nice. It would be really nice to have some experience with other guys that are going to be first timers, especially president of football operations being a first timer.
Yeah, that's the ultimate thing, Buck, is like, you know, you never say somebody's not qualified to do something, you just say they don't have the experience. You know what I mean? Like he's qualified to do it. He just has never. Now he's been in the war room. He's been in the meeting rooms. He's been in all these different things with the Aussies, with the Roseman and those guys like that who are
Cunningham,
yeah, who are at the top of their profession as general manager. So
yeah, no, Ian Cunningham's resume looks like the resume of someone who's now ready to be a general manager.
Yes,
he's done all the stuff that most of these guys do to then become general manager.
He was the he was the Eagles director of player personnel with the Ravens. Worked with the Eagles as the director of player personnel, and then before joining the Ravens. So he just left the Ravens.
Okay.
So in 2022. So he's one of those dudes. Yeah, he seems like he's like Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy where
so they've been at a dinner together.
Yeah, it's time for him.
Him and Harbaugh know each other.
So that could sell him.
Could be.
That could be.
Or maybe he hates him.
Or he does. You never know. He can look at the Costas like, oh, that's your boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? That's your boy.
You know what I mean? Like that's always the thing. It's like, oh, they work together. Yeah, that might not be good.
Yeah.
Don't you have people that you've worked with that you wouldn't want to work with again?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Maybe he was happy he left.
Baltimore, he was an area scout.
Okay.
It's his personal assistant / area scout.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. All right.
Okay. So, I mean, it's all boiled down to what do you want if you're Jim. And you said it before. Power.
Yeah.
Power. He wants it his way.
Control.
Yeah, he wants it his way.
And the opportunity to win immediately.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
He wants it.
He's not trying to rebuild or anything like that, yeah. Which – you know.
No. But, I mean, if he wants to rebuild, he can go to Miami.
Could.
Yeah, he can go to Miami. Because I'm telling you, Steve Ross is going to give him whatever he wants to go to Miami.
Dude, Stephen Ross did all kinds of tampering to try to get Brady there, didn't he?
Him and Sean Payton.
Didn't he do some crazy stuff trying to get Payton there?
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to get any of those guys there.
Yeah.
So he's not missing on this one.
No, he's gonna do what he got to do. You want the shot? You want this, John?
Yeah.
No, he's going to do his best to try and get John down there. But I think, you know, if you want, just take your time and listen to pitches. It's probably one of the things where do they fly to him? Hey, y'all come up to Baltimore. John been a head coach a long time. He got a lake house somewhere.
Oh, or like a beach house.
Yeah,
you know,
beach house or a lake, like beach house or a
Delaware
lake house.
Delaware Beach or something.
He got one of them.
I don't know that much about that part of the world's beaches.
Right.
But I'm sure there's some nice ones.
Yeah, I mean, you put a house on the beach, it's going to be nice outside of some places where there's a lot of seaweed. But, I mean,
you've never been to the beach in Washington.
It's bad.
It's just cold.
Oh yeah,
it's not really like going to the beach.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like my wife will go to the beach. No matter, I'm like, if I'm going to the beach, I don't want to wear long sleeves.
Oh, you're gonna need more than
that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm on the beach. I want to be at least in a tank top.
Right.
At least in a tank top and a shower.
Yeah. No, you're not.
I want to be a full.
You could
full damn sweats.
Yeah. You're gonna need some rain pants, a jacket.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to get in the water because it's freezing.
Yeah, I don't do all that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Greg. Cold ain't chill to me. I'm sorry.
We tried to sell because my in-laws are going to be out that way for an Alaska cruise.
Right. That's right. That Jim's going to see all 50 states, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Like, but they're going to drive through and see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to hang out with we're going to try to be out there and we're going to go to the ocean.
Because
my mother-in-law was like, don't call it the beach.
Right.
It's not the beach. The beach is white sand and we can get in the water and we drink pina coladas and all that. Just call it the ocean.
Right.
You're going to take us to the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but that should be a lot of fun.
It'll be great.
That should be fun.
It'll be great. Well, probably don't have time to. Joel Corey says that Kirk Cousins' contract modification means he's for sure not coming back. What else? The Atlanta Drive won in TGL last night. We're going to talk to Chris Goddard probably at 12:40. We'll see in our TGL update. That'll be fun. And, the quarterback of my favorite college football team is not going to go there anymore.
Yeah.
He's probably going to go to Bose.
That's you know what, dude? It just feels nasty for some reason.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But you're telling me you're going to make him stay?
I think that that's what they're prepared to do.
Make him stay?
Not to play
for the team. Not to play, just to stay.
But to not play for the other team.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of,
it's really bad.
It's really bad.
I know, like that, and that's because I was going to talk to, you know, obviously my buddies were all over it. And I was like, so that's what we're rooting for now? Like we're rooting for the University of Washington legal team?
Yeah.
Do you guys understand how gross that is? They're like, I don't care. I don't want that kid to play.
But that's what I'm saying. It's foul what happened. It is. The tampering aspect of it, everything. And if everything is they're saying is true, like Sam Levitt was sitting next to Lane at the basketball game.
At the basketball game with Levitt while this was going on.
Yes.
Meanwhile, and I don't know if Damon Williams knew about this or not, but the whole Huskies football team and athletic department is at a memorial service for a soccer player who died of cancer last year. Literally everybody was there when he made the announcement. So they're like in the memorial service crying with the parents of this girl who died of cancer.
Right.
And again, it's not like a small story.
Right.
It was a campus-wide vigil this girl who died of cancer. And he put out his announcement during that. So maybe he's a dick.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if he is or not. Did I get dumped for that?
Hey, y'all talking
only because he's going to your
y'all
school.
Y'all always talking about me getting
that's
dumped.
That's a borderline one, man. There's such a fine line
y'all
there.
Don't tell me. Randy. The old foul-mouthed buck over here. Tomorrow, guys, join Dukes of Bedford for a special broadcast live from opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. The broadcast starts at 2 o'clock. As the longest running boat show in the region gets underway, that's Dukesville tomorrow from 2 to 6.
All right, Dave Archer is going to join us next. What are we going to talk to him about? So many things. So many things going on with the Falcons. Great day to talk to Arch. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.